With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. President Trump is vowing not to sign any other legislation until Congress approves a voter ID bill. He was writing on social media today that passing the Save America Act is all people care about, and he said the legislation supersedes everything else. The House already passed the legislation a year ago, but it faces an uphill battle in the Senate. Bahrain has accused Iran of striking a desalination plant as the war expands throughout the Middle East region, and Iran's president said his country is responding to pressure with stronger attacks, and he threatened more strikes on American targets in the Middle East. On Capitol Hill this past week, both the House and Senate rejected a war powers resolution that would have required President Trump to get military authorization from Congress. Democratic Senator John Fetterman of Pennsylvania voted in favor of continued U.S. military action.
Senator Fetterman, along with Republicans, blocked efforts to end U.S. strikes on Iran. He also supports the targeting of Iranian leadership, including Ayatollah Khomeini. In an exchange with a reporter, Fetterman emphasized his pro-Israel stance, support for eliminating Iranian leadership, and criticized perceived hypocrisy from media outlets covering Iran.
That's correspondent Bernie Bennett. It's been a weekend of heartache and cleanup in southern Michigan after tornadoes left 4 people dead and 12 injured. This Union City, Michigan resident came home to find a tree on top of his house.
I got here, man, and I was just... I didn't know what to say. I mean, I was lost for words. I was just like, okay, where do I begin?
Oklahoma officials also report 2 storm-related deaths. Prices at the gas pump have jumped. AAA says a gallon of regular nationwide, now at $3.45. This is SRN News. SRN's Michael Harrington reports that a lot of kids are on TikTok.
A new report from the Pew Research Center finds that nearly 70% of adolescents ages 13 to 17 use the social media platform, and about 1 in 5 American teens say they are on it constantly. Child protection advocates say that's a big problem, accusing TikTok of allowing content that sexualizes minors and could lead them to be sex trafficked. A number of states have been investigating the platform over possible harm to kids. Michael Harrington reporting.
A man who repeatedly drove his car into the Chabad-Lubavitch World Headquarters in New York City earlier this year has pleaded not guilty to federal charges of intentionally damaging religious property. The man was arrested on hate crime charges following the January 28th incident, which damaged an entrance to the revered Jewish site but did not cause any injuries. This is SRN News. The FBI is investigating suspicious activities.
Those activities are on an internal system that the Bureau says contains sensitive information related to surveillance operations and investigations. The Bureau is working to determine the scope and impact of the problem. That's according to a notification sent to members of Congress that says the unnamed culprit is using sophisticated techniques to exploit FBI network security controls. The notification obtained Thursday by the Associated Press says that the FBI on February 17th began investigating abnormal log information related to a system on its network. Keith Peters, Washington.
A January 6th plaque honoring police officers is now on display at the U.S. Capitol. It comes after a 3-year delay. The plaque was placed on the Senate side of a hallway because the Senate voted unanimously to install it. More details at srnnews.com.